Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Friday, June 22nd edition. We got a big 14-game slate on tap, and it's not a sexy 14-game slate by any means, but it's got a lot of bats and some interesting pitching. So let's get into it right away. We got our totals on the slate. D-backs, Pirates, 8. Phillies, Nationals, 8.5. Cubs, Reds, 9. Tigers, Indians, 9.5. Dodgers, Mets, 7.5. Yankees, Rays, 7.5. Mariners, Red Sox, 9. Orioles, Braves, 8.5. Royals, Astros 8.5, Cardinals, Brewers 8.5, Rangers, Twins 9. You got Coors Field between the Marlins and the Rockies 11.5, Blue Jays, Angels 8.5, Padres, Giants 7.5. So a lot of 8.5s and above on this slate, which kind of shows we got some interesting pitching. Could be good, could be bad. Going to be an interesting slate with Coors involved, and you got some nasty weather to keep an eye on. Maybe it blows over, maybe it doesn't. We had one rain out yesterday out of the three we looked at. Tonight we got Philadelphia, Washington. Wind's blowing in from right field pretty good, but there's a 50% chance of rain there. Arizona, Pittsburgh blowing in strong from center field with a 40% chance of rain. Chicago and Cincinnati, a 30% chance of rain. Detroit and Cleveland, wind blowing out to left, a 20 to 30% chance of rain there. Dodgers, Mets, 15% chance of rain. Baltimore, Atlanta, wind blowing in from right field and 45% chance of rain. And then Miami, Colorado, winds blowing in and Coors about 12 miles an hour. So really interesting looking slate. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 chances, or 5 good chances of rain somewhere that will at least cause delays probably, if not postponements. And maybe we just dodge it all. We shall see. But something to definitely keep an eye on. Let's get into the pitching on this slate. And, you know, you got two guys over 10K, Patrick Corbin at 11.6. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. I know it's Pittsburgh. I can't do it with that the velocity issues he's having and everything else. The only other guy you got there is Sean Newcomb. He's 10-5 at home against the Atlanta Braves, and that's a pretty good price tag for Mr. Newcomb, but he has earned it this year. So if you're paying up, which I don't think you need to do this year or tonight, you're going to Newcomb. He's got 22-plus points in 2 of his last 3, 16 or more in 3 of his last 4. This is a slate where you're looking for guys with 20-plus point upside because it's, like I said, not the sexiest of pitching slates, but there's guys with good upside. You got Newcomb, who strikes out 22% of the batters he faces. He's a minus 190 home favorite. Ground ball rate about 47%. Gets righties out very well, strikes them out very well. And the 10 interesting facts of the day by our buddy Mr. Cole, he mentions how he's dominated righties much more than most guys usually do. The Orioles have a 3.5 total, fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 365, righties 256. And when you look at the Baltimore Orioles, they have a 295 WOBA and a 141 ISO versus lefties, both below average. So Newcomb at 10-5, if you're paying up, that's the guy to pay up to. It'll make you very contrarian because I don't think there's going to be a lot of paying up tonight. It's going to be a lot of those 8 and 7K type guys with 8 and 7Ks with lots of bats, lots and lots of bats. So that's kind of where you're going to be looking on the slate tonight. When you get below 10K, you got guys like Jack Flaherty at 9,800 bucks, a guy we absolutely love night in and night out. He's been dialed in of late, coming off a 21-point performance at 26 prior to that. So back-to-back really good starts against the Cubs and the Padres. When you're talking Flaherty, talking a guy that's facing a Milwaukee team that strikes out 25% of the time, Flaherty has a 25% K rate, swinging strike rate at 12.3%, and a ground ball rate around 45%, all things we absolutely love when it comes to Jack Flaherty. The question mark here, Milwaukee's got a 4.4 total, so about 12th best on the slate. Lefties 331, righties 264. So you got like Travis Shaw, Christian Yelich, Eric Thames, Maybe they mix in a few more lefties in the lineup with some of their middle infield options like Johnny VR. Eric Sogard actually made an appearance the other day. So they have a few more lefties, but as a whole, it is a righty, you know, Braun and Aguilar. But Aguilar's hitting righties really well. So it's a dicey spot. It's the best way I can put it. You saw them just beat up Carmart. They've had some success against Pittsburgh their last game out. So it's a very, very interesting look with a guy like Jack Flaherty at $9,800. After Flaherty, you go to CC Sabathia, $8,900. In the last month, he has the second lowest exit velocity against. He's been that darn good. We always talk about how he pitches well, doesn't get crushed. He just manages to make it work. He faced Tampa Bay his last time out, 7 2/3, 10 hits, 3 earned, but 10 strikeouts, 24 DraftKings points. He has 18 or more DraftKings points in 3 straight starts, 24 or more in 2 of those 3. You know, he does have bad starts from time to time, but lately he's been just absolutely outstanding. Facing a Tampa Bay team that we know will strike out for Mr. CeCe, 24% strikeout rate versus lefties, and they have one of the lowest totals, the second lowest total on the slate at 3.36. Lefties 244, righties 306. They have a sub 149 ISO against lefties, so a guy like CeCe Sabathia, he's getting a park upgrade going from Yankee Stadium to Tampa Bay, so definitely something to keep in mind there at $8,900. After CeCe, Andrew Heaney's getting the start for the Angels tonight against Toronto, $8,800. He's kind of a GPP play because he's not always that popular, and he's hit and miss, like 25-6, minus 4.1, 35-5, 0.7, 18.1, 22-7, 37. That's when he's really good. But his last few starts, it's been up and down with Heaney. We talked about it yesterday with Tyler Skaggs before he got scratched. The Blue Jays strike out about 22% of the time versus lefties, and they're good, but not great versus lefties. Lefties hit 234, righties 340 off Heaney, but a 302 wOBA is barely above average against lefties, and a 178 ISO is not bad. So they have some talent there. Lamb pitched last night. They didn't really get to him too much. Heaney's a much better pitcher than Lamb. So in a GPP play where you want to be contrarian, a guy like Andrew Heaney is going to get overlooked. Is he the best play on the slate? Maybe not, but he's a pretty darn good call there as well. Shane Bieber, $8,700 for the Cleveland Indians against the Detroit Tigers. He's made 2 starts against Minnesota. Pretty good stuff. Really good his last time out. But he's a big strikeout guy, and he's facing a Detroit Tigers team that strikes out 21.5% of the time. He's a minus 190 road favorite in this matchup. And his 2 starts here at 25% K rate, but he gives up a lot of 50% hard contact in those 2 starts. But in AAA, big strikeout guy, didn't get beat up too much down there. When you look at the Detroit Tigers, they have a 4-team total, lefties 418, righties 210 on a small sample, but both their wOBA and their ISO are below average versus right-handed pitching at 299 and 143. So Shane Bieber is going to be another guy that's going to get overlooked on this slate as he's a name that's still new. Not everybody's sold on him. He can be an interesting look for you as well. Drop down a little more as 8K range is loaded on this slate. This is where most of your damage is going to come from. And you got Steven Wright at $8,500 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Last start out was against Seattle, where he got you 17.6 DraftKings points. He's just been consistent, 17.6, 20.2, 28.8, even a 12-4 hiccup in there. But 3 straight starts and just really, really good stuff. The thing with the knuckleball, like we always say, is sometimes it just doesn't knuckle. It just doesn't show up. So just keep that in mind when you're doing your thing. If it doesn't work out, it's because the knuckleball wasn't knuckling. But Seattle strikes out about 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got about a 49% ground ball rate. A lot of things to like there when it comes to Steven Wright. Seattle team total is 4.2. Lefties 288, righties 287. So he is another option for you in this 8K range. Below him, though, is going to be one of the popular plays tonight. Dallas Keuchel, who's at home, where on the year he's actually pitched worse with a 5 ERA compared to a 3.5 on the road. But facing Kansas City, we faced last time out, 6 innings, 6 hits, no earned, 5 Ks for 23.3 points. He's very tilting because prior to that, he was not very good. But facing a Royals team with the lowest total on the slate at 2.65, lefties 299, righties 315. They have a 300 wOBA, that is the average mark, and then a 140 ISO below average versus left-handed pitching, so they do struggle tremendously versus lefties. And when you look at Keuchel, they strike out a little over 21% of the time versus lefties. He still has a 62% ground ball rate and a hard contact rate of only 27%. So these are things that you really, really like when it comes to Keuchel. Only other guy I'm going to mention here, I got no one in the 6Ks, no one at all, but it's Chris Stratton at $7,300 for the San Francisco Giants. Pitched really well his last time out, like we were hoping he would. Got you 21.1 DraftKings points. He had 11 prior to that, a 3-6 on 28-5. Started to slowly get it back going. He had some hiccups there once he had his wife had a baby. And you never know what the sleep schedule or anything like that was. But he's facing a Padres team that'll help you get right. We saw Mad Bum, who we liked last night, go 8 shutout, just filthy innings, got the strikeouts going again. Stratton's faced San Diego once this year, 7 innings, 1 hit, no earned, 4 Ks for 25.4 points. He's been better on the road than at home this year, but we'll see how that goes. It's tough to pass up on this matchup if you need to go this cheap. The Padres strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching, and they have the fourth lowest total at 3.5. They have a 287 WOBA and a 126 ISO, both dreadful versus right-handed pitching. So Stratton very, very much in play for you tonight. So recapping your pitching real quick. In this order, up top, 9K and above, you got Newcomb 1, Flaherty 2. Now the rest of it, 8K all the way down. Keuchel's going to be 1, but I'm probably going to fade him because he's going to be popular. Just throwing that out there. If you like him, use him. I'm probably going to fade. Then you got CC 2, Stephen Wright 3, Stratton 4. I might move Stratton above Wright, depending on how the lineups look, because the knuckleball's tilting. It can be a make or breaker for you. I like Stratton a lot. Then after Stratton, you got Bieber and Heaney. So Bieber might be your GPP play, super overlooked on this slate. So again, Newcomb, Flaherty up top. Down below, Keuchel, CeCe, Wright, Stratton, Bieber, Heaney. I like a combo of Sabathia and Stratton, or a Sabathia and Bieber, if you want to mix things up and then get a bunch of bats. Let's talk about those bats, but before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, draft in your app store. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts, and you're done in under 5 minutes. If you want to get paid out the next day, you hit withdrawal, and boom, paid out the next day. It's a beautiful thing. They got baseball going on, golf, travelers teed off this week. Get ready for next week's action. You got NFL best balls. If you want to get in on any of these drafts, use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit, and you get entry into a free $3 draft. They're tons and tons of fun. It's a great way to play draft. You don't have to worry about ownership exposure or anything like that because you're the only one that has them. It's a ton of fun. If you have any questions, ask me. I will tell you all about it. Great way to play fantasy sports. And you draft, like I said, in under 5 minutes. Use promo code SDSports at checkout and get entry into a free $3 tournament. Now let's get in to the bats on this 14-game slate. Now we kick it off at the catcher's position. You got Yasmani Grandal and Zach Wheeler. Wheeler's been interesting. He was a guy I almost looked at below 7K. I like the Dodgers, the way they're heating up, so I avoided it. If you want to, I can see it if you want to get really contrarian on a 14-game slate. The level of contrarianness, you don't need to get too crazy, but they have a 4.05 total. It's like 10th lowest on the slate. Lefty's 343, righty's 315 versus Zach Wheeler. So a guy like Yasmani Grandal at 38, you can get behind there. Salvi Perez at 37. You saw righties can't hit Keuchel this year. You got that short porch in Houston. But, you know, you got Chris Iannetta and Coors at 37. It's Wei-Yin Chen. Wei-Yin Chen's garbage. Absolutely garbage. Lefty's 279, righty's 342 off chin. So you got guys like Iannetta at 37 is very much in play for you there. Maybe a Francisco Cervelli to be contrarian at 36 versus Pat Corbin. I try to get to Iannetta. Or you go down to guys like, you know, Kurt Suzuki at 3,500 versus Alex Cobb. Wilson Ramos at 35 versus CeCe. I like CeCe a lot. If you're not using him, Ramos is a great play in that matchup. CeCe gave up 3 runs in his 7 2/3 last time. He'll give up runs. It's just what the Rays matchup is so great for is the strikeouts. So you look at stuff like that. If Nick Hundley gets to start for the Giants against Clayton Richards, he's 3,400. Hundley's been really, really good when he's filled in for the Giants. They do have a lower total, but lefty's 283, righty's 345 off Clayton Richards. So a guy like Nick Hundley, another guy at 3,400, will be a really interesting play for you there. Our boy Tucker Barnhart, you can just write in $3,200 by Tucker Barnhart. He's available, switch hitter versus Quintana. And his matchup, when you look a little farther down, there's a lot of, you know, Coors is a phenomenal spot tonight, but you're going to have some nice options as you see when we go through this slate some more. But like Martin Maldonado is a guy I've been gravitating to a lot on slates. He's $2,800. He was 27 last night. Got you 12 more points last night. He's not a world beater, but when you're looking for salary relief at catcher, he's one of the better options more often than not. He's going to have his zeros because everybody has zeros, especially guys priced in the 2000s. But he's one that more often than not gets it done for you. So check the lineup, see what other value pops up at catcher, but you got some good ones there. You got, you know, that mid-three range is pretty loaded at the position. Oh, I didn't score in all the way up. You got guys like Rhea Muto and Coors at 48. Gattis versus Duffy at 45 is outstanding if you want to pay that much for catcher. Probably not, but he's there at a great price tag. If Tom Murphy's catching on Iannetta, he's 4K. Another option for you there. And then Yan Gomes at 38 versus Fires. Posey at 38 versus Richards. Sorry, my thing wasn't scanned all the way up. So it's very top-heavy at catchers, but you can probably stay in like that 35-ish, give or take, couple hundred buck range and be just fine. Going over to first base, your most expensive first baseman is Freddie Freeman. He's at home where lefties thrive. He's 5,600 bucks, and he's facing a pitcher that destroys left-handed pitching and Alex Cobb. The Braves have basically a five total, third highest on the slate. Lefties 405, righties 340. Freeman is in a phenomenal spot against Alex Cobb tonight. Tonight is a home run derby night. With as tilting and volatile as the pitching is, you can stack a couple teams. Like, you can stack Coors. You're going to be able to stack the Astros and a couple others. Or you can play home run derby. Like, you can probably stack the Braves versus Alex Cobb, too. That Braves offense has been very inconsistent. But Freeman at 56 is outstanding. You know, Eric Thames will be low-owned. He's 51 versus Flaherty. But Ian Desmond is starting to slowly heat up. He's having a really good month of June. He's 4,900 bucks versus Wee and Chin. And again, righties can get to Chin very, very well. So give Desmond a look when you're building your lineups. If you think Luis Castillo struggles again, Rizzo at 47 is not a bad price tag. Edwin Encarnacion at 47 versus Mike Fiers is sneaky nice. He's very good. We love him versus lefties. He's very good versus righties. Again, Cleveland's got the third highest total at 5.5. Lefties 344, righties 335 versus Mike Fiers. So a guy like Encarnacion will go overlooked, and he's very much in play. Farther down we go. You know, Joey Votto at 45 is not bad at all, but Cody Bellinger or Max Muncy, 45 for Muncy, 44 for Bellinger versus Wheeler. Talked about how lefties can get the Wheeler. So those are both very solid plays. Muncy's first base, third base eligible. Bellinger, first base, outfield. So you can use them all around the diamond. Yuli Gurriel at 43 versus Duffy, I like quite a bit. His price tag has come up a little bit, so it's kind of tilting because when he's in the high threes, he didn't need the long ball as much. So he's starting to get to a price tag where you're getting a little more of that long ball to come pepping in for you. So keep an eye on that. A guy like Eric Hosmer at 39 is not bad. Joey Gallo, 39, your normal GPP conversation we talk about where you need that boomer bust from him. You got Yonder Alonso at 38 versus Mike Fiers. That's a nice value play to get a piece of that Cleveland offense. Again, one of the higher offenses projected on the slate. So you get a nice $3,800 bat in the middle of that order, middle back end of that order. Could be really nice. Mentioned Posey already. If you are fading Sabathia, we mentioned Wilson Ramos. Now CJ Cron at 37, another big power righty you can put in that matchup. Not running to do that, but you can definitely look at it. Other than that, you know, you got guys like Josh Bell switch hitting versus Corbin. Yeah, not running to play that one. Kendrys Morales at 33 is definitely in play. Our boy, you got Trey Mancini at 31, not running to play that. But Hunter Dozier, if you want to punt, $3,100, you got some pop against Keuchel. And then, where'd he go? Looking for you. I'm looking. There he is. Louis Valbuena. Told you I liked him a lot yesterday. He double donged. He's 2,900 tonight versus Estrada. It's not nearly as good as Sanchez, but still really, really good. So another value play there with Valbuena, first base, third base at 2,900 bucks. If you so choose, because you know you can put Desmond in the outfield if you're stacking Coors or something, and you want a couple 8K bats, you throw Valbuena out there, and it opens things up for you big time. Second base position, you got Altuve at 54. He's definitely worth a look for Stuffy. Albies is in play at 49. LeMahieu at 48. All great plays. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of bats where, you know, usually on Coors slates, you might have one other pivot. You got a lot of pivots tonight. So you don't have to go full Coors, given Wee and Chin scary, given the weather's nasty in a lot of places, but not in Coors. So pick your poison. It is blowing in Coors, but it's Coors. So does that really matter a ton? Probably not. Aside from LeMahieu, you got guys like Baez and Jeanette, but not bad. Matty Carpenter continues to crush it. Second base, third base, went deep again yesterday. He's 4,500 bucks. He'll get overlooked again on this slate with those names I already mentioned. Carpenter will be low-owned at his price tag. When you slide down, like a Cesar Hernandez at 42 is interesting. Ian Kinsler at 39 I like. As long as they keep that price in the high threes, I will gravitate towards Kinsler quite a bit. Ketel Marte, another home run last night. He's 3,900 bucks. He's facing Ivan Nova. When you look at the D-backs, total 405. Lefties, 408 versus Nova. Righties, 313. So Ketel Marte at second base shortstop eligible at 39. Definitely in play for you there. Whit Merrifield, 38 versus Keuchel is interesting for sure. Descalso at 38, second base, third base against Nova is also in play. They were both hitting 4-5 yesterday, Descalso and Marte. both good options, both had good games. First, cool. You slide on down if you think Stratton's off. Spangenberg at second base, third base at 37 is okay. Brian Dozier at 36 I like a lot. I know he's slumping. But, man, DK's going to start giving us these bonuses, these price drops. He's got 7 points yesterday, 19 the game before. He's 3,600 bucks. We know his career power versus lefties. We know he's a second-half player. The Twins have a 4.7 total. They're facing Mike Minor, who's hot garbage. Lefties hit 319, righties 384. Brian Dozier at 36, tremendous value. Again, if you're playing for just home runs on this slate, Brian Dozier is a phenomenal play there. Even if he doesn't pan out, it is a great, great play. It's baseball. It happens. We're going a little farther, like a Willie Adames at 34 is interesting versus Sabathia. Johnny VR at 33 for a punt. You can look at that. Alberto Mondesi at 32 again to get on and steal some bags. Other than that, maybe Lourdes Gurriel Jr. He's back up with Toronto. If he gets to start again, he's second base shortstop. He's 31 versus Heaney. If you need a punt. Down below 3K, really not seeing too much. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that for now. See how the lineups pan out in that one. Let's go over to the third base position. We got Arenado against the lefty. He's had, I think he's homered in three straight games now. He's 5,900 bucks, and he's the top play yet again on this slate. You got Jose Ramirez at 56, which is phenomenal versus Fires. Definitely there. Bregman at 52 is not bad, but man, his price tags come up. Eugenio Suarez crushing lefties at 5K. You got Chris Bryant at 48. You pay up for Arenado or Ramirez. That's just what you're doing. If you're going up high, you're paying up for one of those two. Bottom line, end of story, that's what you're doing. If you're not going that high, you go down to guys like Matt Carpenter and Max Muncy, both at 4,500 bucks. Heimer Candelario versus Bieber. Lefties can't hit Bieber. He's 4,400. You go down a little farther, like a Travis Shaw at 41 versus Flaherty to be contrarian. A Jake Lamb at 41 versus Nova. Those are both going to be low-owned GPP-type plays there for you. If you want to go that direction, I mentioned Rendon yesterday, keeps crushing baseballs. He went deep yesterday, so that just adds another double-digit game. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 in a row, 6 of his last 7, double-digit games. He's still only 3,900 bucks. He's facing Zach Eflin, who's been hit or miss this year. Sometimes great, sometimes not. Lefty's 369, righty's 285. So maybe he's got a platoon advantage Eflin does against Rendon. I still like Rendon a lot in the middle of that order. 3,900 bucks, definite value. Matt Duffy's another one at 39 versus Sabathia. You can take a look at. He had a couple knocks against him in their last outing. Adrian Beltre at 38 for your GPP needs. Mentioned Descalso already. Farther down you look, guys like Danny Valencia is in play as a punt at 35. Wilmer Flores facing a lefty and Alex Wood at 3,400 bucks. He's a punt as well. He played well in Coors. Remember, we're not in Coors anymore, darling. So keep that in mind when you go that route. Charlie Culberson for Atlanta, third base outfield at 3,100. Another look for you there as well. Let's go over to the shortstop position. We're up top. We'll have our boy, Trevor Story, at home versus a lefty, 5,700. Lock and load. Lock and load. Lindor at 54 is great play versus Fires as well. And then Correa at 5K versus Duffy. All phenomenal plays up top there. All in play for you. All very, very good looks. Been on a guy like Manny Machado at 47 is interesting. Bogarts at 47 interesting as well. I'd probably try to pay up for those top three guys if you're going to pay that much. As you start going down, though, you got guys like Jerks and Profar up to 42. Take advantage of Elvis Andrus's price at 39 because it's going to keep going up. So that's a good price tag there. Cattell Marte at 39 as well. Both worth looks for you there. It gets a little interesting and murky the farther down you go, like Willie Adames at 34 again. JT Riddle and Coors at 34 we do like a lot versus Gray. Rojas at 34 is not bad, but Riddle at 34 and Coors I do like from the left side of the plate. Another guy, third base shortstop eligible at 33. I think this is an outstanding play at third base or shortstop. He's a switch hitter. Johan Camargo has been swinging a hot bat. He's cheap. He's facing Alex Cobb in a great ballpark, so keep an eye on Camargo. Again, watch the weather, though, because it is going to be nasty, but that's a really good play there at that price point at 3,300. Somebody can look at a shortstop or third base and really build around for you there. Let's go to the outfield and wrap her up. You got the usual suspects, Trout at 6K. I think he's going to be 6K every day, and if they wanted to put him at 7K, I couldn't argue with you because he's the best player that I've ever seen, and I'm a Barry Bonds fan. And Barry Bonds might have been the best player, but Trout is doing his damnedest to be the best. You got Mookie Betts at 59, both good plays. Blackman and Coors, of course. JD Martinez versus a lefty and LeBlanc at 53 is not bad. LeBlanc shut them down last week in Seattle, so keep an eye on that. That could be another interesting one there. Harper continues to do the Harper stuff where he does, you know, a little bit but not enough fantasy-wise. Giancarlo is on fire. He's 5K, so he's a solid play for you there. Springer versus Duffy at 5K, I like that. Desmond at 49, we talked about already. You go down like a David Peralta versus Nova at 48, lefty bat there versus Nova. Christian Yelich at 47, not running to fade Flaherty, but it's very, very contrarian. Ender Inciarte at 46 versus Cobb is in play for you. Odubel Herrera, Mr. Streaky, he's up to 46. I told you his price tag would just keep coming up, but eventually he'll piss everybody off. So we're almost hitting that, I think, that peak price point where I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze anymore. He's streaking, so if you want to ride it out until it falls, I don't blame you, because we know when he streaks, but he's getting to that price point where he's starting to play with the big boys now, and it's getting a little, like, you get Michael Brantley at 46. So there you go. You get Juan Soto at 45, both good plays there. Justin Upton had a nice night last night. He's 45 again versus Estrada in play. Teoscar Hernandez versus Heaney at 44. But Jock Jams, one of the top hitters in the last month in isolated power, I believe, versus right. I believe that's what I read in Josh Cole's article. He's 44, is Woba or ISO. He's 4,400 bucks in a good spot there versus Wheeler as lefties can get to him. Bellinger there as well. Markakis only 43 versus Cobb, so keep an eye on him. You got the Schwarbaum versus Castillo. Dietrich and Coors at 43 is not bad. Keep sliding on down. Like Aaron Hicks, if he's at the top of the order at 42, I can get behind it. Marcelo Zuna at 42 is an interesting at that price point. Cespedes is out. Andrew McCutchen, 4K versus Richards. I do like we mentioned how righties can hit Richards really, really well, so McCutcheon's very much in play for you there. Matty Kemp at 4K versus Wheeler is interesting. See if he can keep swinging it versus righties and lefties. Jason Hayward's on fire. Another solid night last night. He's up to 3,900 bucks. He had 16 points last night, averaging 9 points in his last 10. He's in play for you at 3,900. You got the Adam Jones at 38, not running to fade Newcomb, but he's there. Whit Merrifield at 38, talked about him already. You get down to the mid-threes now. I got Randall Grichuk at 37 versus Heaney for that GPP home run dart. Noel Cuevas, if he gets a start in Colorado, right-handed bat versus Chin at 36. Somebody can definitely take a look at there as we slide through this. Gorkys Hernandez at 34 I like a lot, especially if he's leading off. I think that's a really solid, cheaper play for you to kind of take some value with some upside. Lewis Brinson in Coors is only 3,300 bucks, so keep an eye on him and his matchup. Wait to the bottom of the threes. Chisenhall's day-to-day. Jose Perella, 3,200, not running to play that. Max Kepler is 3,200 bucks and hits lefties well. He's against Mike Minor, who's dog crap, so keep an eye on that. After that, get down to the threes. Below the threes, Robbie Grossman again versus lefty. Let off the other day, went yard. He's 3K. He hits lefties really well, so keep an eye on Robbie Grossman as value. Other than that, we'll have to check lineups because most of our value is in Coors Field, so they're priced up today. So there you have it. Let's recap the pitching real quick on this edition of Quick Hits. We have up top Newcomb 1, Flaherty 2. When you're looking at your 8K and below, Dallas Keuchel 1, CC 2. You got Wright 3, Stratton 4, Bieber 5, Heaney 6. I talked to you earlier about kind of how I'm going to navigate that one. That's how I have them ranked in overall production. But what I'm actually going to do will be a little different. And then I like a CC Stratton 1, 2, punch. Let's talk BVP on this 14 game slate for you here. Kicking it off in Washington. Odubel Herrera 13 for 31 with 5 doubles versus Tanner Roark. So something to keep in mind there. He's hit him very, very well. You got Gregory Polanco 4 for 8 with a double and a homer versus Patrick Corbin. Corbin, Josh Bell, Sean Rodriguez is always cheap if you need him there. He's gone deep off of Corbin as well. Paul Goldschmidt, 4 for 9 with a double and 2 homers versus Ivan Nova. Something to look at there. Lonnie Chisenhall, 4 for 10 with a double and a homer versus Fires. Jose Ramirez, 6 for 16 with a double and a homer. Yan Gomes has a double and a homer. Yonder Alonso, 6 for 18, 2 doubles. Roger Davis, 2 doubles. Edwin, a double and a homer. They like facing Mike Fires. Wilmer Flores, 4 for 13 with a double and a homer off Alex Wood. Cody Bellinger 2-for-2 with 2 home runs off Zach Wheeler. Justin Turner 2-for-2 with 1 homer. Yasmani Grandal 2-for-6 with 1 homer. Super small samples, but you can tell the damage has been done. Kevin Kiermaier is back. He's 5-for-13 with 2 doubles off CeCe and Danny Echevarria. 7-for-14 with a double and a triple. Carlos Gomez 7-for-19 with a double and a triple. TJ Cron 3-for-11 with a homer. Matt Carpenter 5-for-11, 2 doubles off Junior Guerra. Jose Altuve 8-for-16, 3 doubles off Danny Duffy. Marwin Gonzalez 7-for-14, 2 doubles. Gattis 3-for-10 with a homer. Springer's taking him deep as well. Alcides Escobar 6-for-22 with a double. Nothing crazy. Derek Dietrich 5-for-10 off John Gray. Mike Trout 4-for-10 with 2 homers off Estrada. Upton 4-for-7, 2 doubles. Anderson Simmons 6-for-12, a double and a triple. Albert Pujols 4-for-10 with a homer. Valbuena's got 2 homers off of him. Andrew McCutchen 6-for-12, 2 homers off Clayton Richards. Nick Hundley 5-for-9 with a double and a homer. Buster Posey 12-for-32, 2 doubles, 2 homers. Gorky Hernandez 8-for-16 with a double. Brandon Crawford 8-for-21, a double and a triple. The Giants like them some Clayton Richards. Keep that in mind. Other than that, that should do it on your edition of Quick Hits. Ian Kinsler's birthday today. Ian Kinsler's birthday. Take note. Take note for those of you that believe in the birthday myth. Ian Kinsler's birthday is $3,900 on DraftKings. So again, that does it for Quick Hits. 14-game slate. Lots and lots going on. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Hit me up with your questions or hit us up at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. Join the Slack chat. And we can all help each other out, make some moolah. Enjoy your weekend. We got the World Cup continuing on. We got some great baseball articles from some of our new contributors. I got that Bench with Bubba episode 101 with Paul Spohr. Go check that out. Also, Bench with Bubba episode 102 with Matt Bowe of Razzball. Talking some fantasy football. It's that time of the year. Going to start mixing in some fantasy football podcasts with the baseball ones, as usual, for Bench with Bubba. So get all your info there. Enjoy your weekend. Hope it's a good one. It's going to be hot here out here in California. Really like triple-digit hot. So I'm going to try to stay cool. Hope you guys have a good one. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 22nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.